dun 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 dun.
Mark Lindemann's playing dragon armies with two of his three small children at the family home on Long Island.
I know.
Mark's a lawyer. He began his career in New York City at an office not far from the World Trade Center. September the 11th, 2001 was his second day at work.
I was taking the subway downtown to Bowling Green when I came up from the subway stop and emerged onto the street level. It was complete pandemonium. I mean, there were people running around in circles. There were cabs driving on the curb, on the sidewalks, and people kept on pointing up, and you could see the Twin Towers, and it looked like a huge flock of seagulls was circling around the top of them. And I later figured out that was just all the paper that had just sort of exploded out from the floors that had been hit. We started walking up the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Drive, the FDR Drive, when we got information. We thought we had information that these were attacks of some sort. And then as we were moving up, thousands of us were moving up the FDR, that's when the first tower fell.
How far away were you when the towers fell?
I would say maybe half a mile away. Just a wave of sort of debris and smoke and dust poured through the streets. I mean, so the valleys made by the tall buildings just canalized the smoke and just, covered us.
Daddy does it. She provides your bikes right out here.
As Mark tells his story, his wife Candace tries to distract the children. Five-year-old Lila and three-year-old Mark Jr. are wrapped around their father's legs, demanding he play, not talk.
You like it?
But as we settle on the back porch, he tells me how that day in September, 10 years ago, led to one of the most important decisions of his life.
I'd always thought about joining the military. I mean, I made some inquiries, but I didn't really have my heart into it. I thought, well, it's not for me. Someone else can do it. But after September 11th, I felt I really had to put my money where my mouth was and enlist. I worked for Sullivan and Cromwell, and also I was friends with a judge, Barrington D. Parker, Jr., and he gave me an old World War I recruiting poster. And in the poster, there's a man sitting in a very comfortable armchair. His children are playing around at his feet with some toy soldiers, his daughter sitting on his lap. And the caption is, "Daddy, what did you do during the Great War?" And there's just an expression on the man's face, like, "I did not do anything at all."
Did you feel at that point that your country was at war?
I felt that my country was under attack. At that point, I wasn't sure that we were at war, but I definitely knew that we had enemies and that some of these enemies were willing to conduct attacks on American soil.
And you felt it was your responsibility to be part of the defense against that?
I felt, and I still do, that it's every American's responsibility to do what they can. I think that if you do have the physical well-being and the mental well-being to serve your country in some way, then you should. The country has given us so much that I think that it would be ungrateful and also an affront to the perpetuation of the country's values if we just merely sat back and waited for someone else to protect what we say that we hold dear.
You then did go to war in Iraq. You served there. Was that what you expected would happen to you? Because that wasn't on the radar screen, was it? I mean, Osama bin Laden was. Afghanistan was very quickly because he was being sheltered in Afghanistan. No one was talking about Iraq at September the 11th, were they?
No. Being a soldier, you quickly learn that you are beholden to the needs of the Army. And wherever the Army decides to send you, you go there.
Which is where the politicians decide to send you.
That's correct, more or less cheerfully. And you say the politicians send you. I mean, it's the American people are the ones who are electing the politicians. So if the American people, through their elected representatives, say that we want to send you somewhere, the best that you can do is say that I'll do my part and I'll do the best that I can. I mean, at that point, I was confident that wherever I went, I would be doing something to help out the cause.
The cause being what? The defense of America?
The cause being the defense of America and just the protection of this society's values. I think it's very easy for people to sit back and think, oh, someone else is going to do it, someone else is going to handle it. I'm not going to put on the uniform.
You talk about wanting to protect America's values. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest controversies is over the Iraq War, the extent to which Iraq was a threat to the United States. And with hindsight now, there are an awful lot of people, some of whom supported the war at the time, who say, well, actually it wasn't a threat. We were duped into thinking it was a threat. Do you think about that, or do you just think about your service?
I don't believe Iraq had any responsibility for the sponsorship of the attacks on September 11th. However, there was, in the person of Saddam Hussein, an enemy of the United States, a self-avowed enemy of the United States, who had sworn the destruction of the United States. We may have gone in there thinking that he was much more of a threat than he actually was, but I also believe that we were able to stop him before he was able to become the threat that he promised to be.
You came from quite some, well, not privileged background, but a very comfortable background with, as you say, good education. You went to good universities. And then you find yourself fighting in a war in Iraq, many, many thousands of miles away, in a really horrible situation, which I can't even begin to imagine. What impact did it have on you? Has it changed you?
The best things I think the Army did for me is that it took me out of a relatively sheltered life, and it exposed me to patriotic Americans from all different parts of the country. I was a platoon leader in Iraq, and in my platoon alone, there was a backwoodsman from Kentucky, a surfer from California, someone from South Boston, a couple guys from Texas. I mean, it really was a cross-section of America. I mean, it was heartening to know that there were so many people from so many different backgrounds out there who were willing to risk their lives in service to an ideal. These were all individuals who enlisted after September 11th. And these are people who felt strongly that our country had been attacked and they needed, in whatever way they could, to protect our interests.